This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Dana Schnazy. As Hurricane Sandy's death toll rises, volunteers from Missouri are doing what they can to help. KBIA's Jasmine Bailey has more.
Combined, Missouri Task Force One and the American Red Cross of Missouri deployed nearly 90 Missouri volunteers to New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia. The American Red Cross have deployed 5 members during the weekend. Mike Flanagan is a spokesman with the American Red Cross of Missouri.
The volunteer who's in Pennsylvania, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, that person will be responsible for procuring and sending out supplies. And we're not sure exactly yet what the IRV teams are going to be doing. They could be doing some mass feeding or sending out cleanup supplies.
Majority of the tasks are expected to be water rescues. Flanagan also says that blood and monetary donations are needed to help hurricane victims. Jasmine Bailey, KBIA News.
The Missouri Secretary of State's office announced in a press release today that it predicts 72% of Missouri's registered voters will vote in the November 6th general election. This estimate is a combination of local turnout predictions submitted to the Secretary of State's office by the 116 local election authorities around the state. In the 2008 general election, actual voter turnout in Missouri was just above 69%. Polling places will be open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. next Tuesday. The 2012 Mizzou Diversity Summit ends today after 2 days. Alisa Lopez attended the Civility and MU International Community Session and has more.
The Assistant Director of MU International Center, David Curry, was the facilitator of the session.
We're very concerned about creating an international friendly campus. And so this session allowed us the opportunity to talk about that and see how we're doing and hear about some of the research that's been done on international students.
Assistant Professor Kenneth Wang, Civis Coordinator Grace Yan, Senior Bingyu Han, and Doctoral Student Heijing Huang discussed the main problems many international students face when studying school in the U.S. Students were encouraged to admit their differences, stop making assumptions, and ask questions when trying to understand American culture. International students represent nearly 6% of the MU students' community. Elisa Lopez, KBIA News.
Though Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney turned his back on Todd Akin, Newt Gingrich is stepping in to help the Missouri Senate candidate during the closing week of his campaign. Gingrich is appearing with Akin at a series of events today and tomorrow in the Kansas City area. Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill had no campaign event scheduled. She's taking time off following the death of her mother. Romney abandoned Akin after Akin's remark in August about legitimate rape. But Gingrich and former GOP presidential candidates Rick Santorum and Mike Huckabee have stood behind Akin after his apology. A group of 12 linemen from Columbia Water and Light arrived in Cleveland, Ohio this afternoon to help restore power to more than 50,000 customers affected by Hurricane Sandy. Columbia Water and Light spokesperson Connie Kaprowitz says the linemen were originally headed to West Virginia when they were reassigned overnight. Kaprowitz also says the group expects to help as much as possible, with no set date to return to Columbia at this time.
If they are able to get the power restored fairly quickly and other utilities need their help, the same mutual aid agreement would be in place that they could continue on.
The Associated Press reports that nearly 8.2 million people are without power across the eastern United States. The St. Louis-based utility company Ameren is continuing to rally support for its plan to build small modular nuclear reactors in Missouri. Together with its partner in the venture, Westinghouse Electric Company, Ameren held what it called a supplier summit today in St. Louis. Ameren Missouri President and CEO Warner Baxter says the purpose of the meeting was to introduce the concept of small modular reactors to companies that could supply the parts to build them.
And so what we're trying to do here is begin that partnership process, giving them information that will help them make better decisions down the road to help support this new technology.
In April, Ameren and Westinghouse applied for $452 million in federal funding to help build up to 5 small modular reactors at Ameren's Callaway nuclear power plant. Opponents of the plan say it's too costly and that there is no safe way to store nuclear waste. For KBIA News, I'm Dana Schnazy.